It's now time for another Castle Country Focus. And today I have the director of the Carbon County Children's Justice Center, Shelley Wright. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Ro?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm excited about your event that's coming up. I'm glad you took some time to come in and talk to me about it. But it's an open house that you guys are going to be doing. Tell us a little bit about it and what it's in conjunction with.
Okay. Thank you. Ro, the state Children's Justice Center, the entire program across the state will be hosting open houses. So there will probably be approximately 22 open houses throughout the state of Utah. We will be running them from 11 to 1 in the Emory County Children's Justice Center and from 4 to 6 in the Carbon County Children's Justice Center. So April is Child Abuse Awareness Month, so we really want to bring awareness to our community and across the state. We will invite people in the community to come out, tour the center, learn a little bit about what we do, what services that we offer to our families, to our children. Just get educated about what we're trying to do across the state.
Now, you're going to have some special guests possibly there.
I would like to invite our local representatives and our senators. I have plans to invite our county government officials, city government officials. I want to get everybody there on behalf of children and protecting our community's children.
The one here in Carbon and Emory, does it cover the southeast part of the state, or does like Grand County and San Juan have their own?
Moab has their main center, but they actually have a satellite center in Blanding. But we have centers all the way from the top of the state, so Cache County, all the way to St. George, everywhere.
What type of services does your organization offer?
So if we're just talking about the Children's Justice Center's role, what we're there for is to help facilitate and coordinate child abuse investigations. But when we do that, there's so many things involved. One of the things that we do is we make sure that the interviewers are forensically trained to do these interviews for children. It's a special type of interview. And those interviews are so critical that training on learning how to ask the right kind of questions to children is so important. We also help coordinate medical exams for children. We help coordinate if a child needs to receive mental health therapy. We help get the therapist trained. We help to make sure that our medical people get trained. And then we're also there to support the families. We connect them to our victim advocates that are in our county and make sure that services are there to help support the child and the family. Well, one of the services that we offer at the Carbon Center is the Family Support Center. And that's where we focus on helping strengthen the families we help care for the children when families are in high stress situations, or if there is a crisis in that family and they don't have anybody to help care for their children. That's what we're there for. And then we're a resource. So we have a lot of resource material. We have great qualified employees to meet with families, try to help get them services, get them directed in the right area. For the Family Support Center, there's about 10 employees. For the entire program itself, we have 17 employees working at the center. Emory is our satellite center, so we're only there, and our doors are only open when we're actually there for conducting or helping coordinate an interview, which would be either myself or my CJC coordinator.
Okay.
So just two of us.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you do a big thing right before school. It's your clothing drive.
Yes.
Which means you take donations throughout the entire year.
Absolutely. One of the big reasons we take those donations is to get us ready for our August back to school clothing giveaway. We take in brand new backpacks, brand new school supplies, gently used clothes. We try to collect shoe vouchers so children can have brand new pairs of shoes. We open it up to the community. It's been a really great event. Last year, we served about 250 children.
Is that average?
That's about average, yeah.
I remember going up there the one year when I first started here and going up there. I didn't even know that you guys did that. It was wonderful to see all the parents up there with their kids. And how excited were they?
Oh, great. They were so excited. Children can have brand new school supplies. Hopefully we can get them brand new shoes. They're going to school with very nice clothes. And it's just that extra support for our families. and it makes it so they don't have to find extra funds to help send these children to school.
So if I were to have donations and I want to bring them to you, when is the best place? Where's the best time?
You know, we have a little donation shed. It's for if you have your clothes in bags and you want to come after hours, we have our donation shed. You can just drop it off, throw it in the shed. If you come during hours, which would be Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., we will have a staff that can meet you at the door and take your information down. And remember, everything that you donate, we keep track of, we document when we give it out, and we also send you a thank you and a tax receipt. So don't forget to leave us that information.
I think that's great. You guys take donations.
Yes.
And people out there, springtime, so you're going to start spring cleaning, start going through those, and remember that the Children's Justice Center does need donations, and they greatly appreciate them. So anything else you want to add?
Well, actually, the family support centers across the state have a Utah Family Month, and that runs from Mother's Day to Father's Day. Last year, we kicked that off with a kite flying day. We didn't have a lot of people attend, but I think we just need a little bit more time to plan, and the planning, it is in the work, but we will be hosting another kite flying day. It's free to the community. We want families to come out and spend time with their children. It's just a fun event and a chance to come out and be a kid.
And you'll come back and visit with me when that gets all finalized so we can let the community know.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, one last time, tell us the dates and times for your statewide open house.
That will be April 10th. The first open house will run from 11 to 1 at the Emory County Children's Justice Center, located at 910 North Center Street in Castledale. And the second open house will run between 4 and 6 at the Carbon County Children's Justice Center, and that's on 80 South Fairgrounds Road.
All right, folks, go out and take a tour of this facility. They offer some really wonderful services, and they help a lot of families in both Carbon and Emory County. And it's just going to be a wonderful day just to bring awareness to child abuse and just go meet these wonderful people. That's all I can say. You guys
yep.
do great things. So
come on out.
All right. Well, thank you, Shelley, so much for taking some time and coming and visiting with me.
Thank you, Ro.
All right. This has been another Castle Country Focus. For more information on this interview and others, visit our website at castlecountryradio.com.